Okay. What about if somebody met you on the street on just an average day and asked you, well, how are you feeling? You'd say what?
Fine.
And if the children are out late at night and somebody's getting a little bit worried about them, you might say, well, are excited about them, you'd say, well, they'll be home all right, just don't...
Don't worry.
And when a person gets older, sometimes, you know, their joints get stiff and ache, and you say they've got a touch of what?
Arthritis. Ain't got no touch of it. I mean,
no, is that right?
Different parts of me just plumb dangerously.
Yeah.
I'd jump up in the river sometimes, this old knee almost threw me out if I hadn't done learning about it. I don't know how to handle it.
What do you call this disease that you don't hear too much about it anymore, but it used to kill lots of children because they choked to death inside of their throat would swell up with these blisters, you know? Call that...
I know it. I can't call it.
Is that dip?
Diphtheria.
Yeah. And what do you call this disease that makes a person's skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
Much anymore, but I know what you're talking about. Yellow jaundice?
What about if a person has a pain right here? In this part of the body, you probably have an attack of what?
I'd have to be operated on for that. Appendicitis. Oh boy, I'm still, I just about done forgot all this you've been talking about, but I know if I don't know it now, I have it on me.
What about if somebody ate something or drank something that disagreed with him and it came back up, you'd say he had to
throw up.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Vomit.
Have you ever heard anybody talk about that maybe in a crude way or a joking way? Would you use any special words?
Not around me, because I've been bothered with that a lot. My doctor got it kind of quieted now, but I've honestly been in that. He grabbed me up there in the pig that we'd go anywhere on the streets. And I'd have to run somewhere to vomit.
What about in a person like that, you'd say he's sick where?
Sick stomach. You can almost feel it walking up there. Yeah, I don't know whether you've ever had it or not.
Oh, yeah. What about a person who maybe that lived next door to you had heard some news and she was all excited about it, and you might say, well, she'd hardly got the news herself when she came right over to tell you about it? Okay. And what about if you invite somebody to come over to see you this evening and you want to tell them you'll be disappointed if they don't come, you'd say, now if you don't come, I...
Yeah, I won't tell you what I'd tell them.
Well, if you'd be disappointed if they didn't come, you'd say, well, now if you don't come, I... Would you just say, I'll be disappointed?
Mm-hmm. In a nice way.
Okay. What about a... If you ask somebody to come over, and if you and somebody else, let's say, ask somebody to come over, you'd say that when they get here, or when you're asking somebody to come over, you'd say, we what? We'll be glad to see you.